Young men see violence and pornographic sex all around them. And the pornographic sex comes in the form not of pornography, comes in the form of your daughter and my daughter and the way they dress and the way they behave in public. This might offend some people. And there are modest young girls out there. They are a rare and wonderful and beautiful exception to the rule. When David and I left here yesterday and took the Charon family to lunch at a local eatery down the road that's got really good southeastern Louisiana original and unique food fare, when we were leaving, Minter Simpson remarked to me about the sordid, scandalous state of undress young women in the restaurant were exhibiting. Now, here's the sad part of it, and he was right. And he was like, you realize that my son, that's the culture that he lives among. You, Mike, you remember when you were, when we were teenagers, what would we have done to have seen the girls that we went to school with back in the 1970s in that state of undress? I mean, practically naked in front of you. Take it from someone that remembers those sinful days all too well. They weren't in that state of undress. And my young, hormoned up mind could conjure up all manner of images, all manner of things, all manner of acts. And I had things to imagine about. Today, young boys, they don't have to imagine anything. They can see it right in front of them. Turn the computer on, there's porn, actual. Then they turn the computer on, there's actual porn everywhere. Turn on your average pop music radio station, and there's Ariana Grande singing very loudly and very pornographically about things that she wishes to do or that she has done. I played the digital media file for you a couple of days ago. Remember? Remember? If you don't know what that means, that wrist icicle ride blank bicycle, you could figure it out. Look it up. What results would you expect to get from a public culture that produces what I just played for you as its greatest contribution to music?